This is when Mass becomes interesting, as you struggle to understand what I'm saying. Because from the beginning of Mass to this point, probably you could anticipate what I'm going to say, because you've been attending Mass, but now you don't know what I'm going to say. And you are not used to listen to people with a heavy accent like mine speaking to you. So you have to struggle a bit. As I also struggle to make myself understood, I beg for your patience and I ask you to strain your ears a little bit and try to listen to what I'm saying. Brethren, I welcome you once again to Mass, especially at this point when we reflect on the message that Jesus has for us in his holy word that we have just heard. This Sunday's reading shows us God's fatherhood and his compassion as revealed in Jesus Christ. We have heard in the first reading that the people of Israel who were facing a disaster, having been deported by their enemies, in the midst of what they were going through, Prophet Jeremiah proclaimed, "The Lord has delivered his people, the remnants of Israel." Indeed, God chose to deliver them because he is their loving and caring father. And as a father, he takes care of his children and accompanies them on the way, sustaining the blind, the lame, the women with child, and the women who are in labor. His fatherhood opens up for them a path forward, a way of consolation after shedding so many gallons of tears and great sadness in their land of captivity. And from their experiences, we clearly see that if the people remain faithful, if they persevere in their search for God, even in a foreign land, God will change their captivity into freedom, their solitude into communion. Indeed, what the people saw in tears, with faith and trust in the Lord, the next day they reap with joy. Today's gospel is directly linked to the first reading, for as the people of Israel were freed from their captivity, thanks to God's fatherhood, so too Bartimaeus was freed from the captivity of blindness, thanks to Jesus' compassion. Certainly, before this day, Bartimaeus was blind. He had never met Jesus. He had never seen him. Neither had he ever seen any of the miracles that Jesus was performing. And probably he had never been anywhere near to him. But the people who listened to Jesus, who saw Jesus perform miracles, they came back talking about what had happened. And Bartimaeus used to listen to what Jesus was doing. And he believed. He believed in him that indeed he was the son of David, the Messiah who was to come. The people who saw the miracles that Jesus was doing, most of them doubted. But this man, without seeing anything, he believed that Jesus was the son of David. And he longed to be in his presence. We have heard in today's gospel that Bartimaeus sat on the roadside alone, without any help, without any assistance. We don't hear his father Timaeus being talked about, or any of the relatives or friends, but he is alone beside the road begging. Despite being handcuffed and without much support, he never lost hope. He so much believed that one day his situation would change, and behold, this day Jesus was passing by his way. but his woes were far away from being over. For he still had to fight and make his voice heard. Yet the crowd that was following Jesus was not ready to give him any chance. They worked hard to silence him. But he was so much determined because his opportunity had come, and he shouted all the louder. Dear brethren, Bartimaeus and his experiences of that day has a lot to teach us. First, you could be identifying yourself with Bartimaeus in one way or another, even though you are not blind, but you could be undergoing some tough times. You could be undergoing some difficult situation in your life. Maybe your relationships are not working out well, or you have troubles in your family, troubles with your child, with your children, or with your parents. Or you are dealing with a certain addiction and you are fighting hard to overcome it, but it's not going away. Or there is that sin that you have confessed and confessed and confessed, but every time you find yourself repeating it. Brethren, I want to encourage you that do not lose hope. Keep the faith that you have in Jesus Christ. Surely, as he touched Bartimaeus, as this time round he passed by Bartimaeus' way, at one moment he's also going to pass by your way. He's going to touch you and heal you. He's going to change your situation. The tears you're shedding at this moment when you are going through tough times will turn into joy when God gives you a testimony after you have overcome that situation. Let us learn from Bartimaeus that with faith and trust in our Lord Jesus, things can change just in an instant. Do not get tired of seeking for his help. Keep fighting harder against all odds. Keep pushing, keep praying until your prayers are answered. Pray and pray and pray and pray until something is done. And when you turn to Jesus in prayer, talk to him from your heart. Express exactly what you want him to hear. Tell him what you want him to do for you. Because when Bartimaeus approached Jesus, it would seem that it was easy for anyone to guess what his need was. But Jesus still wanted to listen to Bartimaeus. He asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He is also asking you the same question. What do you want me to do for you? He still wants to listen to you. He is always ready to listen to us whenever we turn to him in prayer. And he is also urging us to listen to one another, to pay attention to the needs of others. Secondly, this gospel text also presents to us a challenge. We heard of the crowd, and many of them prevailed over Bartimaeus, trying to silence him. And here is the challenge. What is our attitude towards the weak in our society? How do we treat the beggars on our streets, the homeless? How do we treat the minorities in our society? How about the less privileged? And actually, everyone in need of every kind, how do we treat them? Probably you know of a friend who is undergoing tough times, but you cannot dare to talk to him or her. You say, it is his situation, let him deal with it. Surely that's not the way that we Christians should be treating others. Aren't there moments when we have judged those in need instead of doing something to help them? Aren't there moments when we have also worked harder to suppress the voices of those calling for help? Is this the way we should be as children of God, as disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying to you and me that we, as his disciples, must do something to change the situation of those who are in need, whom we encounter every day. That we must be the voice of the voiceless and amplify their voices and make their plights known so that something can be heard to change their situation for the better. When Jesus heard the cry of Bartimaeus, he stopped and told his disciples, "Call him." In these words of Jesus, he is also sending you and me to go and reach out to those in need. He is saying, "Take my message of encouragement and offer support to those in need." A good Christian does not wait for someone who is in need to knock at his or her door, but he is always paying attention to the needs of others and ready to offer support of any kind, even when it is not asked. And so, dear brethren, let us go out and be good neighbors and bear witness to those in need, not only taking ourselves to them, but Jesus with us. He is sending us, like those disciples, to go out and encourage others and raise them up in his name.